Clifford. Are you sitting comfortably? Maybe too comfortably? Are you in your comfort zone? You'll be meeting somebody from Nottingham shortly who thinks you should get out of your comfort zone and you'll be able to achieve much more.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
Footloose. I'm Alan Clifford, the one with the fear of heights, you know. And it was with that in mind, I met up with Nottingham's Emma Mardlin, who understands the way the mind works somehow, and the mind and body can work better together. She's got a new book out called Out of Your Comfort Zone, and she reckons it can help people conquer fears and achieve more in their lives if they just get out of their comfort zone. I joined her in the city centre and asked why she wants us to get out of our comfort zones.
Well, I've always been out of my comfort zone personally, going through life from being a very intuitive child and having to... I picked up on other people's nerves and anxieties a lot of the time. But as a child, you don't always know about intuition. And so, you know, as a child, I couldn't articulate that. So it's always put me out of my comfort zone. As you know from last time when I was on the show about diabetes and then going forward to reverse that. So tons of stories within that. So yeah, personally I've had a lot of experience and I know how exhilarating it is once you actually get yourself out of your comfort zone and you conquer fears. And obviously there's lots of ways to do that.
We are standing outside the doors to one of Nottingham's taller buildings. Now, as we said, there aren't that many skyscrapers around here, but... I thought we'd put you to a little bit of a challenge and a test, or is it actually me that's being put to a challenge and a test, because this is the Pearl Assurance Building. We have been invited to come up a few floors to look out of the windows. And this is the point as we get into the lift where I tell you that I'm not really very good at tall buildings, Emma. So.
Well, you're doing very well and you can keep focused on me, although we're not actually in a glass elevator, so that's one bonus we've got this morning.
And the idea is that by refocusing how you think about things, you can actually deal with these issues.
Absolutely.
So what would I be doing now in this lift? Well, how do I refocus?
Well, everything's in the mind. So for a start, you've got a greater purpose for getting up to the top. And we're here already, so that wasn't too bad, was it? We're learning a different strategy now. So if you give yourself a greater purpose, like you're coming up here for part of your work, for interviewing myself, so it's a bigger picture and a different focus than just you and your nerves. But there are lots of physical techniques we can do to get over that, as well as looking at root causes as well.
We are literally having doors open for us, and I must say thank you to Diane Allen for sorting all this out. Now, this is the point where it suddenly becomes real to me, because there's a room which has windows all the length of it. And this is the point where we walk into this room and I suddenly realise actually how high we are. So the lift was okay because I'm enclosed in the lift. I don't know where I am. Now I'm looking out and we're as high as the council house dome almost.
Sure. So are you enjoying the view?
Yes. It's interesting to see it. And as long as I think of it as a kind of picture rather than a reality, it's not too bad.
Oh, that's interesting, because as you'll know from reading the front of the book, I had an insane fear of heights, or what I thought was a fear of heights growing up, to the extent that I did some crazy embarrassing things like running an assault course backwards just because I couldn't go across a rope bridge to get to the end of it. So running past all the children looking like the village idiot as I'm going. But I've discovered recently it's actually more about the fear of falling for me, because I'm quite naturally, I can fall over a lot of the time. I have mild dyspraxia in terms of being a little bit clumsy or walking into things. So in terms of my balance, it's not always there. So if I'm on the edge of something, or say going up some stairs with gaps in, I can feel quite vulnerable and open to that. So I'm thinking that might be quite similar for yourself. But then that can actually get quite serious and go into the irrational. So for example, if you think you would fall out of the window, that could be quite irrational. So then it's about thinking differently to overcome that, knowing that once you're safe, you're able to do it.
I mean, I felt all the time that we were talking, I didn't have to move towards the window and look out over the city centre from the height we were at. As you will hear before 3:30, negotiations are made to get me to the window, and indeed the window is opened with me standing. No, I don't know.
Searching for an answer. I never.
So that was Whitesnake and Here I Go Again. Well, so the idea is that because I'm a bit weird about heights and going up in high buildings and things, I thought, but yeah, I'm old enough now to actually do something about this. And it just turns out that Emma Mardlin, who's from Nottingham, has written a book. So her first book was all about how the mind and body work together, particularly with reference to diabetes. And it was a book which attracted quite a lot of attention when she put that out. And now she's turned her attention to one's comfort zone and the fact that we all tend to sink back into our comfort zones. And that's what holds us back from reaching our potential. I know it sounds a bit new age, but also she reckons that if you get yourself out of your comfort zone, you'll be able to deal with some of the irrational fears and phobias that you might have. For example, for me, it's tall buildings. For you, it might be spiders or water or open spaces or getting up in front of the massed ranks of your work colleagues and delivering a talk. All these different things that could give you sweaty palms. So how do you get out of your comfort zone?
Well, there's three ways to get out of your comfort zone and overcome fears. The first one, I say, screw it, just do it, originated from Richard Branson, actually. And that's really just feeling the fear and doing it like you're doing today, and that's fantastic if you can do that. However, it's not always possible, so I always say you need to sometimes build up resilience to be able to put yourself in the space to do it in the first place. So coping techniques, which really is like anytime you do a good warm-up, it makes for a better performance. And then the third way is really about emotional root cleansing, so getting to the root of any negative emotion and any fears to rip it all out, so then you never fear fear. So it's going forward, you can approach anything, you lose your boundaries, and you get to what I call a zone zero, where you don't really have a comfort zone. You may have things that still scare you, but you're not scared of dealing with them and approaching things, so you can take on anything, and that really gets us to the most fulfilled life we can have. And then we're working on looking at what you really want in life after that, how you can match your blueprint, and you know, if you had a magic wand, who would you be? What could you create? If you had no comfort zone, who would you be and what would you have? So there's nothing, not even yourself, to stop you at that point. So that's the essence of the book.
For me, it's a minor inconvenience, really, what I feel. For other people, it can be absolutely life-changing. If, for example, you are worried about social interaction, meeting other people, those sorts of things can really, really blight somebody's life. Can you see a way through to helping that type of problem, that fear of other people, that fear of engagement?
Absolutely. That's also talking about the intangible fears, and they are really the ones that limit people, the limitations that stop you living that life beyond limits. And that's really about getting to the root cause. What's the fear behind the fear that's we need to address and we need to look at? And there are tons of ways in the book that take you through that, because we start with things like tangible fears and how you can deal with those baby steps of building up resilience, building up confidence to put yourself in the space. Then the book gets to the real hardcore serious stuff of taking out roots, even finding out what your roots are. We have what I've designed is the zone test at the front of the book, which I'll ask you about if you've actually taken. and that helps you to discover your current comfort zone level, where you're at, with a series of introspective questions. So it can help identify any limitations you have, things that you haven't done in life that will take you to different levels and help push you out of your comfort zone.
So this is interesting, because I know in your book there's a range of different things you can do, and it's almost like go through these things, find the ones that work for you, and you should be able to find a mental state that will allow you to conquer the irrational fears.
But going on with yourself, if any emotion is always stronger than the rational mind, so that's why I always say tackle the emotion, and everything pertains to fear if it's negative in a sense. So we then have to look at actually removing that negative emotion, so then the rational takes over and we can get to the window, because that's becoming irrational.
Okay.
And so, you know, we just need to get rid of that emotion inside, the one that's really ticking away, that's overtaking everything.
We are going to get to that window, honestly. It's a prevarication on my part. But that window is going to be opened and I'm going to stand by it, I promise you, before 3:30. Getting high in a different way now. David Bowie and his Starman.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul is there. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time.
So that's David Bowie with Starman. Not sure how I'd fare doing it interstellar travel, interplanetary travel. Would you feel like you were a long way up? I don't know. So I have this weird, irrational fear of going up tall buildings. And part of that is that I imagine that I will be putting myself in some risk, in some danger. For some reason, I can't think of going up a tall building without imagining what would it be like if the window fell out, or if the floor started to crumble, or if in the worst case scenario there was a fire. You know, all these things go through my mind, and that's what makes it difficult for me to be comfortable up a higher building. As it turns out, according to Emma Mardlin, all of those negative thoughts, well, they sort of have a positive source.
Like you're overthinking. Mm. So in a good sense, it's good, because that tells me you're a very motivated, positive person in terms of going forward for things. But perhaps in this context you're overthinking it, because why would you sit on the ledge and dangle your legs over? You don't need to.
So why would they have catches on the windows to let them open? They don't need to.
For fresh air.
Okay.
Fresh air to calm down people like you in the room.
All right. So,
but you're doing very well.
So, yeah. Again, it feels like if I could hold something that... So the window... Oh, God, that's metal. The window frame is there, and that gives me some comfort if I stand away from it and reach out to it. But I feel as though I want something behind me to hold on to.
Why? What's really making you feel unsafe?
I don't...
Now, I can take you through a real deep session, but I don't think you want to do that on the radio. No. Radio. Now you are looking nervous.
Yeah, so... I'll tell you what's helped now. Now I've got to the window, I realise it's not all the way... It's not straight down. There's actually a bit of building halfway down. Do you know that sort of... It builds out, what would you say? So instead of it being a drop down seven floors,
it's like a ledge, isn't it?
Now I know. See, the weird thing now is if I fell out of this window, I would be just as dead if I hit that ledge as if I hit the pavement, probably. Sure. So rationally, I know that that's not really going to save me, but irrationally, I think I'm really pleased to see that ledge is there.
Yeah, that breaks your fall. So it really, this seems like a fear of falling and you're overly protecting yourself. So with this, I think I would need to go a little bit deeper with yourself in terms of what do you need to make you feel safe, safety, and then you can go right back to roots of not feeling safe for whatever reason. That could have been something even in your unconscious mind that you're not aware of that maybe happened when you was a child to make you not feel safe, or you know, there are so many reasons, and that's why you really do need to do the work in terms of looking at what it is for each individual person.
I need to work through all the different exercises in the book, basically.
Yes, that will help. There's a lot of them.
So I don't know if these windows do open. Do they? I see you're quite happily there, just fiddling with the catch. Are you not scared that in fiddling with the catch, it might suddenly spring up open and you're out of control?
Once upon a time, I would have been extremely fit.
Oh my God, the window's open.
But, yeah.
Oh, don't.
There we go.
Oh.
But I work through that, so you can do it. And if I can do it, when I tend to not have very good balance at all.
Mm.
So if I was outside on some scaffolding, I would be a nightmare. But that's rational, because that would be my fear of falling, because I fall over when I'm on the flat ground half the time. So that's irrational. But in terms of yourself, just coming to, just look out the, you know, the view.
With the open window. See, what I want to do now is get on my knees. If I were on my knees, I wouldn't feel so... But I'm not going to do that, because that would be stupid, because then my chin would be on the window ledge. So...
But you can do this.
So if I can just
tell yourself you can.
I'm holding on to the bottom of the window frame.
That's it.
Anyone tuning in now would think I was 1,000 stories up. What are we, about 7 or 8 floors up?
But it's still high enough. It's still above the other rooftops.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. We are above the other rooftops. That wasn't really... So, okay. If I get down... And I just need to know that's secure in a way. I need to push against that bit of frame and know that it's not...
Ledge
gonna...
outside?
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Exactly.
So, is it true that if I can do 7 floors, I can do 70 floors just like that? Or would you have to sort of build up?
Well, you could build up, but that really depends on you, how much you want to go for it, which kind of way you need to lose your fear. Are you into, screw it, just do it? Or do you need to go to roots? Or do you feel you need to build up a little bit more resilience? But you've done excellent this morning.
Well, I'm inclined to shout out of this window, look at me, Ma, I'm on top of the world. But I don't think I've got enough sort of gusto and confidence to do that particularly.
Go on.
No.
Go on, baby, see this morning. Go on. It's your duty.
It might shock the people down there. Look at me, Ma, I'm on top of the world. And my voice echoed around the market square. If you were walking through the city the other morning and you heard that, now you know why. And it was obviously a misquote, because James Cagney in White Heat says, made it, Ma, top of the world. But then the thing that he's standing on, it explodes. So I thought it would be more sensible for me to get the quote wrong in order to stay safe. Thank you to Emma Mardlin for taking me up the 7 stories, I know, of the Pearl Assurance Building, and to Diane Allen from Gemini PR for making it all possible for me to be up in that particular building. And, well, I'll see you how I get on with further high escapades over the next few weeks. See if what I've learned from Emma will help me in future going up tall places. Let's have a three.